pardon me, talks about Middle Eastern ascent, not only on the continent, but throughout the world, throughout the diaspora, whether it's economics, history, politics, environment, culture. They cover it all, quite frankly. And last but not least, during the week, at every noontime hour, we do not forget the blues with various hosts. The Wednesday edition is hosted by Clarence the Bluesman Turner. All these are very, very good reasons to encourage you to listen to WPFW. Our time has quickly passed, Mr. Early. Brother James, if you could, let's just end on the note of how do we deliberately sustain culture, particularly in these difficult times? What does it mean to have the engagement of elders and young people in this struggle? What does it mean to think of oneself as part of a community that will continue beyond this present chapter?
Notwithstanding the threat against different ways of expression and intelligence, we must find the culture makers, that is, those individuals and groups who are reflective of larger interests and lifestyles and life ways of different communities. And we must go and engage them, critically engage them, and organize with them, both in defense of their creativity, but critically engaging. To make sure that we're getting the most wholesome expressions. Hip hop would be one example. No matter what one thinks of it, it is. There may come a time that there will be programs, Don't Forget Hip Hop, but we are not, which
Forgive
Don't
me.
Forget the Blues is an indication that while blues is still a rich cultural expression, it is not the dominant mode of marginalized and working class or even middle class elements of the African American community as it once was. So we have to find them. We have to go where the museologists are. We have one of the richest, powerful community expressions of museology ever in the history of the United States, perhaps the world, in the Anacostia Neighborhood Museum, started by John Kennard, a Black minister, and members of his community who had no museological training, who criticized, quote unquote, that racist Smithsonian, but wanted to be a part of it, and leveraged that institution to develop what became the prototype of the American Neighborhood Museum, which means that out of the particularities of the expressions of the Anacostia community at that time arose an orientation, approach, and methodologies that could be applied to any communities, including white American or indigenous communities. But it was out of the particularity of the Black experience that this universal, it's the finding the universal in the particular, an old
Yeah, and
philosophical
operating,
framework.
as sophisticated say, in different modalities, different venues, different places,
Yes.
and then those
And it
places
is
that.
under threat. Congress is now, this administration is saying it will not fund the
It
Anacostia
has a
Museum.
community museum anymore.
Right.
Is
So
that
while
right?
we stand in defense of the Smithsonian National African American Museum, Anacostia is a distinct museological expression that intersects this national, global, monumental construct of the National African American Museum of History and Culture. But we must go and collaborate with them in defense of what has been accumulated and on offense of what we need to create tomorrow, not just defending ourselves, but continuing to figure out how we give frameworks and platforms to these new creative voices.
You know,
So
I'm
go
aware
to
of
where the
something.
culture makers are, if you will,
Yes.
suggesting.
Yeah. In fact, the model of this last point that you're making, I believe the present exhibit or something that that can be accessed at the Anacostia Community Museum is Black Women's Voices.
I think so, yes.
That's a current offering that has the actualities of Black women in different modes of life. I believe here in DC, but also elsewhere, if I'm not mistaken. You know,
So
I'm.
we're a high-resolution community in the context of the United States because the MAGA movement and the Trump movement. In power, in governance power, wants to change Washington, D.C. to be their expression, which means it's anti the Black American experience here and the allies of the Black American experience here. which has given a distinct element of ways of knowing and doing and expression in this nation's capital. We're not just another community in the United States. We are this physical territory is the site, it's the political capital of U.S. capital and its imperial expansions around the world. New York might be the economic center, but here is the governance center, which comes out with officialdom of what is acceptable, good, truth, and beautiful, and by whom. And so we have a particular battleground here that has implications for the nation, and I would venture to say the globe, because the African American Museum as an expression is worldly recognized, as is the National Museum of the American Indian, which probably is the second sui generis distinction of museology that is self-developed after the Anacostia museological experience at the Smithsonian Institution. These are things I would leave you with to get on the battlefront of not only defense, but going on the offense, because we have new voices, new imaginations percolating in our communities that need to even change these institutions more so than they have against the history of colonialism and the history of white supremacy.
You know, one thing that you're making clear, and we do have a few more moments to, pardon the expression, squeeze things out. People deserve and have a right to exist. I would say human life needs to flourish without qualification. What is it that, if one was willing to listen and to listen to this hour and your appeals, how do we get across that this is a benefit for everyone? Because one of the main realpolitik tricks is that this stuff's so particularized that these people just want to, dare we confess, that they want to do what we've done. They want to dominate and eliminate our culture. How can we answer that back? How can we show that that is not the case?
I think honest, critical engagement, not simple recognition that people have a right to say or do what they want to, because it can be injurious to other groups or it can be uplifting to other groups. I think critical engagement and debate and compromise. And compromise in its best expression is, how do we get the mutual benefit of our different ways of knowing and doing and respectfully continue our debate of what where our differences are without being injurious to the actual lives of the people expressing these differences. So the word critical engagement, participatory critical democracy, that is always challenging other views to see what you might learn and what you might contribute, and being principled and honest and surrendering when it comes clear to you that, wow, my view is not the most wholesome view. It does not mean that you are a bad person, because there are no perfect people. It's only out of critical engagement that we extract the best of the human imagination and the best of what we call the cultural expressions. And I'll stop on this point. Culture, from my vantage point, and I'm not the only one who's thought this and others have thought more deeply than I, is culture is the context of life. It is not a simple element of life. So economics comes out of that. Dance, anthropology, the social sciences, political constructions about democracy, these are all cultural expressions, that is, imaginative views that are turned into standard institutional frameworks, and that they are ever changing because the imagination is the engine of culture, and we are always imagining new possibilities and fighting, I mean, literally fighting to be able to bring them into view, as is the case of Palestinians against the apartheid, occupational, centralized position in the constitutional constructs of Israeli voted in, not just Netanyahu, but the majority of Israelis who are voting have voted in an apartheid, a second-class citizenship. Some of them are against the genocide, but they are not for the full equality of those Palestinians who would like to live in harmony, but in distinction with the rest of humanity. And so these are the urgent questions about culture. They're not secondary. They are really the primary context out of which all other life-defining elements emerge.
Thank you, James Counts Early, for your discussion of culture right here on We the People. My thank also goes to the News and Public Affairs Department at WPFW, our engineer, Mike Nasella, and importantly, you, the listener. We are so grateful that we have folks that sustain us socially and financially. I cannot say that enough. So thank you for listening in this hour. Perhaps we'll meet again over the radio sometime soon. Until then, take good care.
African Diaspora International Film Festival, Africa World Now Project, and GWU Africana Studies Program present the 18th Annual African Diaspora International Film Festival, D.C., August 1st to the 3rd, featuring a film on Walter Rodney, films on Black musical traditions, and more. Receptions and Q&As, ADIFFDC, from August 1st to the 3rd at the GWU Student Center. Tickets and schedule at NYADIFF.org or at 212-864-1760. ADIFF, where Black Life Matters. WPFW, building a better world one broadcast at a time.
The Birchmere presents Hiroshima, July 24th. Sheila E., July 30th. Switch, August 10th. And Jazz, Funk, and Soul, featuring Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr. on August 13th. Details at birchmere.com.
Wondering how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, "I support jazz and justice," without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
From August 3rd through the 16th, during our summer pledge drive, we present WPFW, 48 Years of Centering Blackness. We'll commemorate Black August and celebrate not only the freedom fighters, political prisoners, and those who have perished in the struggle for Black liberation, but also the scholars, musicians, and poets whose work has served the Black liberation struggle. There are forces working to erase the contributions and significance of Black people. Your contribution ensures that WPFW is not erased and that the voices of Black people throughout the diaspora continue to be platformed here. Donations can be made anytime at WPFWFM.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hello, WPFW listeners. Summertime is here. Words, Beats, and Life has the event for your family and friends this season. The second annual DMV Made Festival is happening Saturday, July 26th on the National Mall, a one-day celebration of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia region, promoting the intersections of arts and culture, plus health and wellness. With live music by Go-Go Legends, EU, featuring Sugar Bear, vocalist Navasha Deya, jazz fusion trio The Mastetics, Black Folks Don't Swim, Kamau, and much more. Plus Family Fun Zone, Poetry and Storytelling Pavilion, Interactive Dance Stage, Live Art Installations, Hands-On Workshops, and Health and Wellness Pavilion. July 26th on the National Mall. Full details at wblinc.org/DMVMade. See you there. Brought to you by Words, Beats, and Life with support from WPFW.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at wpfwfm.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at wpfwfm.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Jazzy Sundays at Anacostia, an 8-week jazz and R&B concert series happening this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. in the heart of the Anacostia Arts District at 1234 Marion Barry Avenue. Food vendors will be on site and lawn chairs are welcome. Jazzy Sundays in Anacostia runs through Sunday, September the 7th. Details at anacostiabid.org.
Hey, Chris Garlock here.
And I'm Elise Bryant.
Every week, we explore labor arts and culture.
On the Labor Heritage Hour.